Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 428 for Thursday, June 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower at the final bell after trading to both sides of unchanged in choppy activity. Canola was down $1 to $3, the July contract down $1.50 at $522.50 per ton. Profit-taking after recent gains did weigh on prices, but values were well off their session lows as that selling did subside and the overall charts remain pointed higher. Relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada and ideas recent advances were overdone did put pressure on values, but there's still a long growing season ahead and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures remained supportive. Gains in Chicago soy oil, together with weakness in the Canadian dollar and a lack of significant farmer selling, also provided support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat and corn were both down, but soybeans were mixed. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that data was a feature in all three markets. Soybeans were down 2 cents to up 7 cents, the July contract down 2 at $11.76 per bushel. Profit-taking after recent gains did weigh on beans, but the nearby path of least resistance appears to remain to be pointed higher from a chart standpoint, and the new crop months were all up. Expectations for downward revisions to soybean carryout estimates in tomorrow's report were somewhat supportive. Solid weekly export demand of over 1.2 million tons of old and new crop business combined added to the firmer tone in the new crop beans. Fresh business to China was also reported. However, the updated weather forecasts are calling for a bit more precipitation across the Midwest, and that limited the gains as expectations for hot and dry conditions had propped up the bean market recently. Corn was down 3 to 6 cents, the July contract down 5 at $4.26 per bushel. Profit-taking and the improving Midwestern weather were both bearish, but good weekly export sales of over 1.5 million tons and production concerns in Brazil provided support. U.S. corn stocks are also expected to be revised lower in tomorrow's report. Wheat was down 2 to 9 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 8 at $5.10 per bushel. General expectations for upward revisions to the U.S. wheat carryout numbers in tomorrow's report were bearish, while the advancing winter wheat harvest contributed to the softer tone. Lackluster weekly export sales and relatively large world wheat stocks contributed to the selling pressure. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.